Welcome to Perek Yud Tes with Sefer Melachim Beis. We are time for now. Chizkiah tears his clothes. If you remember, what had happened previously is that Rav Shaka had told the people of Yehuda of Yerushalayim in no uncertain terms, Ashur wants your city, you better surrender. Chizkiah tears his clothes. If you remember as well, Rav Shaka cursed the name of Hashem. He wears sackcloth. He makes a fasting day. A fasting day? A day of distress. He says, this is a horrible day for the Jewish people. This is a serious day. And he asks Yeshaya to daven to Hashem. Yeshaya sends a message to Chizkiah. He says, don't worry. Ashur is going to be conquered. What happens next? So the army of Ashur retreats from the siege of Yerushalayim because they hear that there is another army that has invaded their own land. Ashur, if you think about it, are not very happy with this because they had threatened Yerushalayim. They were ready to conquer Yerushalayim. But nevertheless, they go, they run away, they march away, and they belittle Hashem's power of protection. They say, I'm going to come back, and we're going to come back, we're going to conquer. And Chizkiah, meanwhile, begs Hashem to overcome Sancheiriv. Meanwhile, Yeshaya relates a prophecy that Hashem had heard Chizkiah's prayer, and he said, don't worry, Sancheiriv, they're going to go, they're going to be defeated. Hashem mocked Sancheiriv's boast of success in battle, and he says, I'm the one who created you anyway. Hashem promised he's going to defeat Ashur, and the fields are going to be sprouting with crops for 2 years until they return to their former status, their former productive glory. Hashem says Sancheiriv can't even fire an arrow, and that only Hashem is going to be the one to protect Yerushalayim. As Ashur regroup, they do come to Yerushalayim, and on the first night of Pesach, overnight, an angel kills 185,000 soldiers of Ashur. Sancheiriv then travels to Nineveh, and he was serving his god Nisroch, interesting name, where he was murdered by his sons, and another son called Esar Chadon rules in his stead. So there we have it. We have this amazing miracle on the first night of Pesach, that Ashur, the whole army was around Yerushalayim, unbelievable. And Hashem, Baruch Hashem protects us. Hashem creates these massive, massive miracles. The army empire wiped out, or the army wiped out. Unbelievable. Hashem can just turn things around in the blink of an eye. As we know, the Gemara actually says that in relation to Chizkiah. It'll be a different episode, that even if a sword is on your neck, you can still daven, you can still pray. It's the power of tefillah, the power of genuine introspection, the power of caring for Klal Yisrael, the power of the Navi asking Hashem. It's all that we see in Perek Yud Tes.